to bring it at the midnight ball. Yes!
Oh, yeah, freaking at the Freaker's Ball, y'all. Yes, indeedy. It is Friday night once again, and we are here. We are live at the Freaker's Ball on RealLibertyMedia.com. Yes, indeed. Where also the video stream is out there live on Vaughn.live/RealLibertyMedia here on this March 6, 2020. How the hell y'all doing? If you are listening on the audio stream, which I know many or several of you are, anyway, welcome to y'all out there as well, whether you're tuned in from rlmradio.xyz, freedomsnetwork.com, realliberty.org, TuneIn, Internet Radio, Shoutcast, wherever you may be tuned in from. Howdy. Hi. Welcome. Glad to have you with us on this fine, fine Friday evening. I say us because I am expecting Moose Girl to call in later, or sooner, or sometime. I think I convinced her of that, although I haven't seen her speaking in the chat for a little bit, so I could be mistaken on that. I could be. That's all right. I'm hoping for a Moose appearance, however long that may be. So how are you guys doing out there? Having a good time with this in this fun world that we live in? Oh man, it's been quite the week out there in the world, with the stock market just falling, and the whole corona thing going on. It's just a wonderful world, and listening and partaking in the chat here, it's quite the thing. It's quite the thing to witness, to see. For whatever it's worth outside of the fact that we talk about it here, I don't know. I mean, apparently there are people out there and people get sick. Hang on a second here. Oh, I don't close the ad on Vaughn. You do. Cowboy Tech says he's on Vaughn in our own video and I haven't closed the ad on Vaughn. You have to close that ad. I can't close that. Oh man. Anyway, that's a little X there in the box there on the ad there at the bottom of the Vaughn video screen. You have to close that yourself. I can't help you out there. All right. Anyway. Yeah. So, what do I have to talk about? Anything interesting going on in the world of RLM? Nothing's really going on. It's just the same stuff. Wednesday, Lonnie was supposed to do her second-to-last show, but I got nothing from her, so maybe she just decided to hell with it. Hopefully, she'll be back next week to close it out, because next Wednesday is March 11th, and that will be the final, the anniversary of the Fukushima disaster. And that's what her show's basically primarily been about. So, and she said that was going to be her last one. So hopefully we'll hear from her, for her final show next week. Have not heard back from Prince yet as to when his new schedule is going to be, because he's moving from Thursday night. It was a conflict with his new job. So, Prince and, whoever he can bring along with him on the Power Hour show. So we'll still waiting on Prince for that. Next Thursday, however, special edition show of the Dork Table with Flash, Rob Works, and Larry Woods at 3 p.m. Eastern, which is 1 p.m. in real time, meaning my time. look forward to that. He's going to be talking about a lot of interesting energy things that may be helpful to y'all. I can't say for sure. We'll get to all that corona cancellations and other fun stuff in a bit later on. I'm just trying to think of any other kind of RLM news that I need to cover with you, if there's anything. I don't really know of anything. I'm going to try to. It's got to be some stuff. But no, I don't think so. Around home here, there's not been much change. No big projects going on. We're not quite into spring yet, but when spring comes, then I'll start doing some, outside projects, gardening type stuff, things like that. So that'll be interesting. I did come across an interesting article I'll share with you later about preparing your soil. And something I probably never would have thought of, but I came across it, and, oh, wow. And I came through it in a strange way. Somebody used a word in a tweet that I didn't recognize, and I searched up that word, and then it led me down this path to how you could prepare your soil in a fairly simple manner. Even though it may take a year or two to get your soil up to par, still something to consider, something to think about. What else? Oh, I got seeds. I got seeds for white sage. Little tiny bag of seeds. 750 seeds in there, they say. We'll see. It was like $6. $6 for 750 seeds of white sage. Anyway, that's my plan on growing this year, is that all that stuff. That should be fun and interesting. If it grows, if I can make it grow, but it should grow here perfectly, although it'll be so much different than what I was trying to do last year, because apparently sage, you basically rarely have to water it, if you water it at all. I mean, if you get any rain, you're pretty much good on that. So last year I was out there watering all the time, trying to grow those vegetables, and it didn't really work out other than the tomatoes. So we'll see. We'll see what happens after that. Got anything else? Anything else? I think that covers it. Let's go ahead and play some music, and then hopefully Moose Girl will be around when I come back, and we'll do some stuff. Talk about some stuff. I got a lot of stuff. All right, this is Jethro Tull, and the title really says it all.
Hey, we'll do one more for you. This is called...
My corona! Oh, that's classic. Nice parody there, boys. Somebody named Papa Bakes. Papa Bakes doing My Corona. All right, before that we had Sister Sin singing End of the Line. End of the Line? No. And Jethro Tull kicked it off there. Listen, nothing is easy. Nothing is easy. But how can you pass? How can you beat my corona? That's great stuff. By the way, I do want to mention that I am a little jealous. I am a little jealous of Miss Kate. Miss Kate has been to see two of my favorite acts in the recent days. And so yeah, I'm a little jealous of her. Yeah, Kate has seen Joe Bonamassa and George Thorogood in recent days, and wow. Hey, Moose Girl.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Hanging in there.
That's good to know.
Could be better. Could be worse.
Well, I'll tell you. Whoops. At my first thing I was been wondering was how you gonna sound, and you sound the same.
Just wait till I have to say any word with an S in it. See, I sound like a freaking retard.
You sound fine.
I sound like I have Down syndrome.
Not really.
Okay, all right, not that bad.
No.
Okay.
No, you sound fine. You sound good. You sound good.
Okay, good.
Oh, boy.
Relearning how to talk is so much fun.
I just could imagine that. Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's so much fun.
And it'll all change. I mean, it's a process.
Yeah.
It's a process.
Yep.
That you have to go through and.
Right.
Yeah.
We're on air, so there could be people out there that have no idea what we're talking about, but.
There could be, but and especially if they're listening later, like on the podcast, which. Seems to get a lot more listens than either live and or the what? What am I talking about? I don't know. Whatever. More than live.
Right.
Oh, look at this. Yeah, that's right. Kate may or may not go to Buddy Guy Kenny Wayne Shepherd in 3 weeks. See, she's seen all these great shows down there.
Right.
Yeah, but the COVID-19. The Corona 19 there. Yeah. And I guess you heard that South by Southwest is canceled.
Yes, I did hear that.
Yeah, man, that's a big one.
I just heard today that the city of Austin is going to lose like $400 million because of that.
Well, I would imagine so. That's huge. It's a huge thing, man.
And the governor has already declared a state of emergency because... So he can shut the thing down.
Right.
Oh, thanks, Rome. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. What is this thing? Is it really a virus? I'm not convinced it's even a virus.
It's some kind of virus, but it's obviously engineered.
Well, it's engineered, right.
Yeah. It operates like a virus. It looks like a virus. So I'm going to assume it's a virus. From that, I know the assumption thing is a bad deal, but
right.
It's quite the thing, and it's changing the way people do a lot of things. Just consider all of the various, yeah. And a lot of these are good things, though. Hopefully, they'll realize what a good thing it is after this is over with. And they've done what they've done, like having homeschooling become the top thing rather than going to a germ-filled, germ-infested building.
Right.
Which is kind of dumb anyway because kids don't really get the thing. And if they do, nothing bad happens to them. They get over it real fast. Kids are not – there's no kids dying from this. The kids aren't getting that sick from it. Old people. Well, I say old people, but – people 60 and over, and well, I'm almost there. So yeah, old people like me and older, but it really goes up for those 80-year-olds. But all the younger ages, they got nothing to worry about. You're safe for a good few more years.
I hope so.
Yeah, and your boys are obviously safe.
The mayor.
So if they can have kids. Do all their schooling at home, that would be huge. That would be monstrous. That'd be a massive improvement over the way schools are now. And then tons of businesses are telling their employees, just go work at home, which is something they should have done years ago.
Right,
and,
yeah.
And I mean, I got to do it for a little while, but the employers, they weren't ready for it. You know?
No,
And, you know, they let me do it for like a few days a week here and there.
Yep.
Because, I mean, there was nothing I really needed to go in to work for. I could do everything on their systems from my computer at home. That all worked great.
Right.
But now with all these people doing the work from home thing, maybe businesses will realize, hey, not only are they more productive at home, they don't have all the distractions and crap. From home that they have here in the work building. But we're saving money. We don't need to have this big of a building. We don't need to have, you know, pay for all of the various stuff we have to pay for an employee just to be here in our building. So that would be great. I mean, those are both great things. to get those under the deal. And then some people getting into prepping. Not everybody,
right.
But some people are. Some people are obviously going overboard, but which is okay, I guess. But if it gets more people down that road and into the idea that, okay, this thing came up pretty much out of nowhere. We didn't know about it, and we were unprepared, and now we're prepared. So let's stay prepared because we don't know what other kind of crap's going to come down the road. Those are at least a few good things.
It's not going to happen, though.
Well, it doesn't matter. But all these things are happening anyway.
Right.
Yeah, so beyond the fact of whether or not 90% of the world dies, which is, you know, like you said, not going to happen, but or not, we're getting some benefit out of this.
I mean that companies aren't going to go, oh, we're going to have our employees work at home now, and we're going to homeschool our kids. That's not going to happen.
Well, they might, though. They might.
I mean, they might. Some people might switch over and go, okay, well, we're going to homeschool now.
This could be like the awakening virus.
It could be, but most people have to work. Both people have to work one job each or more than one job.
Right.
I mean, it's not feasible for people to stay home from work and to keep their kids home. It's just not feasible.
Not stay home from work, but work from home.
Right, but do you know how long it would take for companies to make that transition?
Well, they're doing it now.
A lot of them are, right.
Yeah, right.
But,
so,
I mean, I worked for Martin for 4 years, and they never let me work from home when they let other people do it. It's like, what's the criteria? You know, who gets to work? Who's how do they decide who gets to and who doesn't get to?
Well,
you know,
I mean, obviously, if you're a line worker where you've got to assemble parts, then they need you at a building. But if you're primarily an office worker, they don't. And they can route the phone calls through you if you're one of those type of people. Or you can do online video meetings with people rather than all getting into one big room somewhere.
Right.
A ton of people at most corporations don't need to be in the building.
True.
So, but I mean, obviously your manufacturing people, they have to be there, and your stock people, and anybody working with physical product needs to be there, but anybody not doesn't.
So, right.
I could just tell you all the companies I've worked at, the office space out takes where it takes. Way more than the floor space for manufacturing.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, come on now. Why have a, 30,000-foot building when you can do it with a 10?
Right.
Right. So, yeah, that's all. I mean, it's just better for everybody. You're not going to be late to work because traffic.
Right.
And that's another benefit. Traffic.
Yeah, no kidding.
There won't be anybody on the roads. If you do have to go somewhere, you'll be able to go there without fighting, thousands of other morons trying to get to the place of work they hate to go to every day, too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so, I mean, there are benefits here.
Big time.
Yeah, so I'm all for those. As far as people getting sick and or dying, I'm not for that. But
no.
you know I'm not a fan of the crowds anyway, so
right.
There's some of that going on,
right?
That I like. Oh man. Anyway.
So two people in Florida are killed by coronavirus. That's how they worded it.
Killed
by corona.
Murdered.
They should say, got sick or something, but killed? Now they're using the word killed by coronavirus.
All right. Well, I mean, I guess that's accurate.
Yeah.
Right.
If they're dead, then they're dead.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm just like numb. I'm numb. Like, I am numb to this whole thing. I don't know why.
I don't either, but I do find it entertaining.
Yeah, it has entertainment value, but...
I probably shouldn't. That's probably cruel or something like that. I don't know. yeah. So let's see here. Two people in Florida are killed by coronavirus. U.S. death toll rises to 17 after state officials confirm the first East Coast fatalities as Donald Trump arrives at Mar-a-Lago. Oh, how nice for him. How nice.
Oh, no.
For Donald. Okay, so these guys are both old. They were in their 70s, and
okay. They
had both traveled internationally recently. Let's see, Florida also confirmed three new presumptive positive cases in the state. Anything interesting new? New presumptive positive cases in Broward County. Ages 65 and 75, so they're probably in trouble. And a third new positive case in Lee County. Florida has 278 residents under public health monitoring, meaning they are at risk of having been exposed. Everybody's at risk of that. Sorry. I mean, you may want to think there's only this certain many that's been... that's possibly been exposed. Everybody's possibly been exposed at this point. once it gets out, it's out. And the way those things work, it's crazy. And since it takes so long to manifest in a human, you're just letting people go out without even testing them in a lot of cases here. Anyway, I found this funny. Interesting.
Okay.
Interesting? Oh. All right. Your fearless leader, the Trumpster.
Not mine.
The Trumpster. has said today, anybody who wants a test can get a test. Which is a huge lie. A massive lie.
Yeah, massive lie.
it's crazy. Anyway, so it says Donald Trump plunges coronavirus testing into chaos with impossible promise as he visits the CDC, while Apple shuts its headquarters and South by Southwest is canceled over virus fears.
Right.
So Trump signed the $8.3 billion measure to combat the coronavirus outbreak, and it's not going to be even, that won't last a few weeks.
Right.
It's crazy. This is an expanding thing. They have no clue. They have no clue. The president said anyone who wants a test can get a test.
Right. Wrong. He's been told that there isn't enough of them right now. He's been told that.
Yeah. So he said he wants the people on the Grand Princess ship where 21 have been tested positive. I think it's like 40-something now. To stay on board as he likes numbers as they are. So just stay on the ship and die so that you're not part of the U.S. numbers, I guess. I don't know. Oh, boy. New York State has confirmed 11 new cases, meaning... everybody in New York is infected. So U.S. death toll rose to 15. And it's what, that 19 now or something? Anyway, so those are kind of like the bullet points there on that article. It's out there, and it's everywhere. And whether it actually causes you any issue... beyond a cold or maybe possibly flu-like symptoms, is unlikely, very unlikely. They say people that actually have got it, I think the overall death rate is 3.8% or something like that now, which is pretty high, which is actually pretty high. However, that's mostly for the really old people. I mean, the people over 80, their percentages are way up in the rafters.
Right.
And so...
So they're going after the elderly with this one.
Yeah. Yeah, they're getting rid of the old folks.
Great. Wonderful.
Yeah. Huh. Let me see if I can find this other thing about testing, because it's like stupid, the United States.
Why would he say that? Why would he say that?
He's a blowhard.
Yeah, he is.
He just
he's
says
shit. Fuck.
He just says all kinds of shit. That,
and then then he goes on. Oh, go ahead with your thing that you were looking for. But I just, when he was at the CDC, he says, maybe I should have been a doctor. Trump brags about his natural ability for science because of his super genius uncle, who is an MIT professor, and claims CDC officials ask him how he knows so much about the coronavirus.
Yeah. What?
You're a dick, dude.
He's
a dick.
He's a messed up guy, man. I don't.
Yeah.
He doesn't. He just spouts shit out without ever.
Right. Even when he's told otherwise.
Oh, here it is. Here it is.
You can't tell the man that he's wrong because he's not going to believe you. And he's just going to go talk his shit.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is crazy. Okay, so here it is. So, like I said, there's no way they can do that testing here because they're idiots. They're idiots. And over there in other parts of the world, they have a 15-minute coronavirus blood test, which is being used in China, Italy, and Japan, but not in the UK or the US. Why? The FDA said no. So, Biomedic says its blood test can diagnose the virus in the field in 15 minutes. It takes a small amount of blood, and it shows results in a pregnancy test fashion. The Public Health of England confirmed the test is not in use there on their patients. The current swab test that they use in the U.S. and the U.K. takes 48 hours to be read by a lab specialist rather than just some field tech. An ex-stratist just at Public Health England said he was not confident the test was accurate. Really? Well, you know, you don't have a test that's working, so... why not this one? And the FDA said, "Yeah, we don't want it now." No. So this test, which they could use to clear or not clear everybody within 15 minutes, they are not going to use it here in the U.S. At least not yet. But basically, it shows different amount of like. I guess when you pee on a thing, those pregnancy tests, if it's one line, you're in the clear. There's no corona. If there's two lines and you got some kind of mild version and three lines, you're more down the line on that. Anyway, I mean, why the hell is this not being used here? What the hell? What's going on? Why are they preventing people from using this here? This is total insanity, if you ask me. oh man. Yeah.
Yeah.
So 14.8% of the 80 plus. Thank you, Kate. Rome says 3.8 of the 80 is 140. What? I don't know what that means. Okay. So, I mean, you look at this there, and they know there's no way to test all the people that are here to try and prove one way or the other. They know this test exists, and yet they refuse to use it. Why do you think that is? What is the story?
Population control.
It's got to be something like that, you know.
Yep.
I'm not. It doesn't. It really. It just.
I don't know.
Oh man! One thing, according to them, they say.
Yeah.
Not that I believe them, of course, because they really don't know, but they're telling you this anyway. You won't contract coronavirus from a package you receive in the mail. And then they go right on to talk about
animals. They don't fucking know that.
No, they have no idea about
that. They have
no idea
whatsoever. But then they're telling you, don't handle cash.
Right.
Much cash.
But all these stuff you're getting from Amazon or wherever.
From China. A lot of it's coming from China.
From China. And they say, it says, can the new coronavirus hitch a ride on packages delivered to your home from across the U.S. or overseas? Experts say there's really no reason to worry. It's extremely unlikely. Yeah. Which, come on, man. That says an Amazon worker in Seattle, that area where the deadliest cluster of cases in the U.S. has been suffered so far, recently tested positive for the virus and is now in quarantine. So he was there, you know, packing up packages or whatever the hell they do up there and shipping them out to you. And if he was, like, coughing or whatever, you know, you don't know. I mean, maybe...
Right, you don't, yeah.
Maybe he coughed inside the box before he sealed it up.
You don't know.
And they get this stuff to you in 2 days or less. So,
right.
So I'm thinking, yeah. No, it's not only possible, it's probably that at some point somebody is going to get sick from a package that they have received.
Right.
From wherever, you know.
Yeah.
But the experts say, really? Okay. Thanks, experts. I'm buying it. Oh, you got me sold 100%. It's like, holy shit. I got so many coronavirus stories, it's not even funny. One from your neck of the woods, WEAU.
Yeah.
EPA, not the CDC in this case, the EPA, can release a list of disinfectants to use against the coronavirus.
What?
A list of disinfectants that you can use.
Wow.
You know, for...
I didn't see that.
For cleaning your home or whatever. Cleaning whatever surfaces. Cleaning the handles on your grocery store carts or...
Right.
Whatever. So using the disinfectant is an important part of preventing and reducing the spread of illnesses, along with other critical aspects such as hand washing, said EPA Administrator. There is no higher priority for the Trump administration, right, than protecting the health and safety of Americans.
Oh, my God.
That's his priority. EPA is providing an important information about the information in a public, transparent manner on disinfectant products to help reduce the spread of the COVID-19. Products on the list were identified through the agency's Emerging Viral Pathogen Program. Well, that sounds like a fun thing to work on, said the EPA. Manufacturers to provide the EPA with data, even in advance of an outbreak, that show their products are effective against viruses that are harder to kill than the coronavirus at the center of the global outbreak. The list includes bleach-based products and other cleaners from brands like Clorox and Lysol, as well as select disinfecting disposable wipes. In this article, there is a link at the very bottom of it there that takes you directly to the EPA's website with the full list of all of the shit that can...
Oh, wow, okay.
That can do it. So you click that list, that link, it's a PDF there. So it is on a .gov site.
Okay.
But it lists all the various brands that they say is okay. So,
okay.
Yeah, EPA lies. Yeah, of course they do.
Oh, my God.
EPA's government, so of course they lie.
Right.
Hansel, hey, Hansel. Hansel says that Walmart finally has 12-ounce bottles of Purell hand sanitizer back in stock. Limit 5 for customer. I don't know about the Purell stuff. You can make your own hand sanitizer.
Yeah, you can make your own stuff. It's alcohol, basically.
Actually,
rubbing alcohol.
Actually, I think I have a link here somewhere on how to make
rubbing alcohol.
Make your own. Let me just find that. Like I said, so many coronavirus links here.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, yeah, that was an interesting one, too. We'll get to that. Oh, there it is. How to make your own. Okay, this is on MNN.com, which I'm not sure what that stands for. Maybe Mother Nature News or something. I don't know. Anyway, how to make hand sanitizer. It's really pretty simple. The ingredients you need, rubbing alcohol, at least 60% alcohol by volume, aloe vera gel. Those are the ingredients. And you need a spoon and a bowl and a funnel.
Right.
And then if you want, you can use a rewashed hand sanitizer bottle
right.
on that for that, or any other dispensing bottle that you have would work fine. And you can actually buy new empty ones for pretty cheap.
Right, store.
At your dollar stores. So you just mix those together, and then you put it into the bottle, and boom, there you go. And it costs you nothing. Basically nothing. Aloe vera gel is pretty cheap, actually, and I don't even know if you really need to use aloe vera gel. You could probably use
you can
use some other kind of gel for that. Aloe vera is great because it heals, cuts and things like that. I don't know what it does as far as
it's a moisturizer
as part of a hand sanitizer, but
it's an effort to make it so it's not
offset,
so hard.
Offset the alcohol drying.
Yep, dryness.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, 5 cases of toilet paper. You better get more than that, man. Oh. All right. So Hans is ready for the big doom.
All right.
The big doom coming our way. All right. Well, we got a ton more. Not just Corona, but other things to talk about there. But,
yep.
You know, everybody sing along. My Corona.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. that's classic, though.
Right. Yeah, it is. That, well, I knew someone was going to do a parody that song. I knew it.
Sure.
I knew it.
All right. I think this is your request. I'm not positive, but.
All right.
Here we go.
All right.
That right there is what you call a master performance from a guitar virtuoso. Just amazing. Joe Bonamassa woke up dreaming from Live at the Beacon. This just premiered over here on YouTube earlier this week. If you decide you want to go through and watch that video with the chat replay on, you will see a couple comments from myself over there on the YouTube. Because I watched that premiere live. Just great stuff. Anyway, before that, we had David Bowie with Cat People. Putting out the fire with gasoline. Yeah, if you've never seen that movie, Cat People, man. That was Natasha Kinski. Anyway, and we kicked it off there with the Kinks, and You Really Got Me and Destroyer. That's all great stuff. Great stuff. Don't you think, Moose Girl? Moose Girl! Hello, Moose Girl! All right, I don't know. Maybe she wandered off. Who knows what she's up to over there in Moose Girl Land?
I am here.
There she are.
I am here.
Okay.
Pretty good stuff. Yep.
Yeah, man. Fucking Joe, man. I just see him, and I'm in awe of that playing, man. It's just.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's wild. So, anyway, to put things in perspective on this whole coronavirus situation, Mr. Hal Anthony has posted up a link over there on my Twitter line, and I'm going to share it with you because, well, coronavirus, as fun as it may be, considering the reactions and situations that we've already discussed here so far and we'll continue to discuss a little further, Hal posted this up. It comes direct from the CDC. And what this is the 2019-2020 U.S. flu season preliminary burden estimates. These estimates from the CDC from October 1st, 2019 through February 29th, 2020. So 5 months or so. Not that long, right? How many flu cases? 34 million to 49 million.
Oh, my God.
Of those, 16 million to 23 million actually went to the doctor. Of those, 350,000 to 620,000 have been hospitalized. Of those, 20,000 to 52,000 have died. So, you know, coronavirus, like I said, fun and all to talk about and watch and see the reactions and stuff going on, but seriously, seriously, I think those kind of numbers should straighten people out on just how serious or not this may be. Not that, I mean, okay, it's only been around since the beginning of January. End of December, so
right.
It hasn't had the time to be the big thing that the various flus, and there's a lot of various flus out there.
Yep.
But either way, the reactions we're seeing is incredible. And there's so many other things.
It's the media, dude.
Oh, I know. It's the media and the governments, of course.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And of course, the big pharma corporations.
Oh, yeah. They're all in on it.
They love this shit.
Oh, they do. And then I know for a fact that some of those shopping frenzy pictures they showed on Daily Mail.
Right.
Instead of it was like Florida, it wasn't. It was China.
Yeah, or it was just old pictures.
Right, old pictures from an archive.
Old hurricane pictures or something, you know.
Yeah, you know, they're fucking pulling all the stops on this thing.
Yeah, and so, yeah, of course, they lie about all kinds of stuff.
Yep. But, and they lie to the local state agencies and city agencies. See, I can't talk about shit here.
Sure. No, you're doing
city
fine.
City agency.
Yeah, city agency. We got it. You're talking fine.
Okay. Anyway, so they did a big meeting today of all like the school administrators and the health department here in Eau Claire, right?
Yeah.
And the one lady who I actually her son played baseball with my kids, but anyway, she is like the health department head or something. I don't know. She's a nurse, whatever. Anyway, she's like, coronavirus, we know a lot about coronaviruses. We just don't know that much about this particular one. But she's like, SARS was a coronavirus. See, I can't talk for shit. If I have to say too many S's, I totally sound like I'm like, I don't know what I sound like.
I don't know. You sound fine to me. I
okay. But anyway, they're like, there's no fear now here, blah, 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 but we don't know anything. We don't know all the details yet. We're still working it out. We're still getting information daily on this thing. It's like, yeah.
Right.
You know, thank you, Cowboy Tech.
Yeah. So,
I'm just not... Everyone here in Wisconsin seems to, like, not be worried about it. Like, really. There's, like, very little fanfare about this thing at this point.
Well, that's good.
But although they're asking on the poll on WEAU, have you bought hand sanitizer lately because of the coronavirus? I'm going to put no, because it's not just because of the coronavirus. That's not the only reason I buy that hand sanitizer.
Right.
I have hand sanitizer in my car for after I gas.
I have,
I touch an ATM, after I touch the card reader at the fucking gas station, I use hand sanitizer.
Right.
And Robert says it's cancer in a bottle, but most of it doesn't have that triclosan in it anymore.
Yeah.
Some of them might be putting, I think the FDA banned it or whatever, but who knows what else is in it. But supposedly it's rubbing alcohol and aloe and water.
Yeah.
So, you know, who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, you don't even need the water, but.
Right.
Yeah.
oh, yeah, that would kill it.
Yeah,
that would kill you, too, Cowboy Todd.
Break fluid. Okay. Bearing all that in mind, that this is nothing. I mean, I have zero concern.
Okay.
And I've been getting packages from Amazon on, you know, a regular basis. I get them.
Yep.
I don't, you know, try and cover them up or clean them off or anything like that. I just open them like I always do.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. and considering the numbers on the flu versus all this stuff, then you know, it's nothing. But if you are feeling some anxiety over this, or if you're feeling...
I'm not, but not you.
Or anything else, for that matter. If you have anxiety, if you're feeling stressed...
Okay.
You're in luck. And all you got to do is spend a few minutes listening to a song.
I can do that.
Neuroscientists discover a song that reduces anxiety by 65%.
Wow.
Yep. They say they have zeroed in on a single song that results in dramatic 65% reduction in overall anxiety. That feeling of dread, fear, worry, and panic.
What song is it?
Is certainly nothing new. Hippocrates wrote about it in the 4th century before BC, as did Soren Kierkegaard in the 1860s, and Sigmund Freud addressed the disorder in 1921.
Uh-huh.
However, jump to the present, and we're seeing a significant uptick, especially in youth. Pharmaceutical drugs tend to be the classic treatment for treating anxiety, as well as it being a huge moneymaker. Cognitive therapy is a common approach as well. Those with a holistic bent often turn to meditation, yoga, massage, and other relaxation techniques.
Right.
Music therapy has also been used with some success. But now, neuroscientists in the UK have zeroed in on a single song that results in the dramatic 65% reduction in overall anxiety. You can read the rest for yourself if you like, but the song is here at the bottom. And the song is called Weightless by Marconi Union. Now, I don't know how they found it, but the video is embedded here in the
in the
track. This is from The Mind Unleashed. So if you I see what happened there. Hansel is posting Natasha Kinski images. Don't be distracting me like that, Hansel. I'll be looking at her all night long. Anyway, he posted his link right where I posted mine. Anyway, so, there you go. The Mind Unleashed, and this is not brand new. This is not for coronavirus. This is an old post, older post. But there you go. If you know, why use the stupid pharmaceuticals when you could just listen to a song?
Right.
And if you do that while you're meditating or doing your yoga, the hell, you'll be as calm as a whatever's calm. I don't know what's
right.
What's that?
A lamb in a field.
Okay, you'll be as cool as a cucumber.
Yeah, cool. There you go. Natasha Kinski, she's going to be old by now.
Well, yeah, but I'm sure those pictures aren't. Oh, so Hansel requested it. All right.
We're not playing on the freakish ball.
Yeah, we don't want everybody to fall asleep.
Right.
Not that they don't anyway. All right, I talked about this, I think before you were here, Bruce, earlier at the top of the show, about the mulching. You know what you can use? Not even mulching. It's called, what's it called? Spaghetti? No, lasagna. Lasagna gardening.
Okay.
Cardboard. You use sheets of cardboard. Anyway, there's this article posted up here on permaculture.
Okay.
Permaculture.co.uk, and it goes through the steps, 9 steps, on how to use cardboard, and it works apparently excellently. So they talk about some other things you could use too, but the 9 steps, just mow or cut the lawn, weeds or other vegetation right down to the ground.
Right.
Plant any crops that will require a large planting hole. So those don't go into that. Then you add the soil amendments, water the whole area that you're going to be putting the layer of cardboard or newspaper over. So anyway, they go through all the steps here on how to do it. Telling you how to, lay down a weed barrier. And apparently, what the cardboard will do for you, not only will it act as a carbon source, for your plants, but it also kills all the weeds underneath,
right?
So those things don't keep coming back up, and
like
I said, it may take you a year or two, to get your soil where you want it to be.
Yep.
So it's just something to think about, and I mean, it's cheap and easy, and if you're like me, you got tons of boxes, so.
Cool, yeah. You get Amazon stuff all the time, right?
Yeah, whatever.
Well, that looks cool.
Amazon boxed,
wow. Okay.
Yeah, so.
So I received, 2 weeks ago, I received a package from China.
Okay.
It was wrapped in a clear plastic bag and then the gray plastic shipping bag.
Uh-huh.
And when I got it, it already had holes in it and shit. Like the bag did.
Okay.
From handling or whatever the fuck. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I'm like, I look at Zach, I'm like, this is from China. It says Yunnan, China.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, he's like, let's look it up and see how close that is to Wuhan. Yunnan, Yunnan, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, fuck, I'm like, well, there's already holes in the fucking goddamn plastic packaging.
U-I.
Like,
why Y-U-N-N-A-N?
N-N-A-N, yep.
Y-U-N-N-A-N?
N-N-A-N. Y-U-N-N-A-N. It's twice. Yunnan. Well, maybe it just meant Yunnan. I don't know.
All right. Okay. According to Wikipedia, Yunnan is a province in southwest China. The province is approximately is there a map here? Yeah, there's a big map. I think it's in the same basic section of that as Wuhan. Wuhan. But China's huge, so I mean,
it's
really hard to tell from the map.
But I'm like, so I even open this thing, I'm like, kind of freaking out. Not really. I didn't freak out, but I'm like. This is probably, but it could have been sitting in a warehouse, an Amazon warehouse for fucking 3 months or something. You know what I mean?
All right. Okay, here you go. Distance from Yunnan to Wuhan is 1,292 kilometers or 803 miles by air.
Okay. So pretty far.
Yeah.
But still, it makes you think, you don't know what to believe. Like, you're hearing about all this China shit, and you're like, oh, my God, And, like, you were talking about the packaging, the mail and shit.
Yeah.
It could be on there.
It could be on there. Absolutely.
Yeah. Like,
absolutely. But here's the thing, Moose.
Yeah.
You're in good health.
Right.
You're in good health. You got nothing.
Yep.
Nothing to worry about.
Right. So I put it out in the porch anyway because it was like below zero that day or something, like in the single digits.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, hell, it's ever on this fucking thing. You know what I mean?
Oh,
nothing.
God.
Not much to live in this goddamn cold. I mean,
right,
seriously.
Right. Right.
You know, it's like, fuck, put it in the porch. It'll be fine. Like, I'm not going to worry about it. Like, part of me wanted to, like, freak out a little bit. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to fucking freak out.
Yeah.
It came from China. And this shit, you know, they want me to freak out.
Yeah.
They want me to be all worried. They want me to, like, call somebody or something, you know?
Right,
like,
right.
No, no, I'm not freaking out here, you motherfuckers. You know what I mean?
I'm glad to hear that.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I said to Zach, I'm like, we're not going to be paranoid.
That's paranoia. They destroy.
We'll destroy. That's why I played that King song.
Yeah.
You know, Destroyer. That line is in that song.
Yeah. Okay.
I just won't play their game, you know?
Good, good. Now,
yeah.
This article, which came out today on summitnews.com by one of my least favorite people, Paul Joseph Watson, which, however, regardless of that, this happened and is probably happening every day still.
Probably.
Journalists shocked at lack of coronavirus checks after returning to the United States from Italy. They didn't ask me anything, she says. So a journalist expressed her shock that there were no checks whatsoever for coronavirus after she landed at JFK after returning from Italy. Italy is the worst hit country in Europe with 3,296 people infected with coronavirus and a death total of 148, despite other countries such as Hungary imposing mandatory health screenings at airports for all arrivals from Italy. No such measures are being taken at U.S. airports. So,
no.
She just landed at JFK after reporting on coronavirus in Milan, so she was up close and personal with the coronavirus people.
Oh, yeah.
In Milan and Lombardy, the epicenter of Italy's outbreak, for Vice News. She walked right through U.S. customs. They didn't ask me where in Italy I went to or if I came in came into contact with sick people. They didn't ask me nothing.
wow.
So,
that's surprising. I mean, they're so, like, serious about it. It's like...
No, it's like they want it to spread.
They want
it to spread.
Yep, they do.
So there was that.
Yeah.
Then there was this that gave me a chuckle today. On KOAT7 out of Albuquerque. There. Fact check. Coronavirus prank falsely tells of workplace and school closings. That was great. So, collaborating with factcheck.org, a project of whatever, doesn't matter, I don't care. Factcheck.org is full of shit, but anyway, hear this. Complete with breaking news graphics, viral Facebook text posts are spreading a falsehood about government mandate requiring workplace and schools to close in order to curb the spread of novel coronavirus. The posts are apparently intended to be part of a joke, though users have to click the link to get to the bottom punchline. The government have announced measures that all workplaces with 10 employees or more are to have paid mandatory leave to avoid the spread of COVID-19 coronavirus. starting from today, March 6, 2020. All schools are to close for 2 weeks, also from March 6. Offices will resume after 2 weeks of the mandatory closure. A list of all schools and businesses in your area are shown on the list. The link to the full article, quote unquote, included in the post, however, is actually a link to a photo of a gorilla giving the middle finger.
Oh, okay.
So you read that, oh no, am I gonna not have work for 2 weeks? You click it and the gorilla's flipping you off. A different iteration of the same claim attributed to the announcement to CNN enlisted the start of Dave's closing of March 9th, which would be Monday. Others switched out the vague government reference to make the claim specific to Michigan, Florida, Alabama, and other states. Anybody that hears this or sees one of these memes and says, okay, well, I guess I don't have to go to work for a couple weeks, and they go back after that and they don't have a job, you should have let the gorilla flip you off. You really should have clicked through and got
right.
The gorilla to flip you off.
They really told people in Washington and Seattle to stay home.
Well, no, yeah, absolutely. Apple
and Silicon Valley is shut down.
Apple shut down there.
Apple.
Like 14,000
right.
employees or something like that.
Yeah, and then Amazon too?
Amazon and I think Microsoft as well.
So, good luck getting your shit from Amazon in 2 days.
Well, especially if it's coming out of Seattle area.
Right.
Oh, boy. Anyway, so, it was pretty funny, a little prank those people are doing, but not all that funny. And then there's this other totally not funny prank, but come on. Anybody still falling for this shit should be smacked upside the head.
But my point is there, I think they're covering something major up.
Oh, probably, yeah.
It's probably an alien invasion or something. Not an invasion, but alien something.
Yeah, it's the invasion of the body snatchers. So everybody that gets the coronavirus turns into a pod person.
Okay.
And so you think they're back to being human, and they're really pod people, and they're trying to get y'all. I don't know.
Okay.
You ever seen Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
Yes.
Okay.
So, that was, 78, though, right?
Oh, well, there was one much earlier than that, too. But, yeah, it's the same story.
Okay.
That's what happens. These spores come down from space.
Right.
And they
I remember it. Richard Dreyfuss.
Get on people, and they turn into these cocoons, and then they emerge.
Oh, wait, are you talking about Close Encounters of the Third Kind, right?
What's that?
What movie are you talking about?
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Oh, okay. That was one, but I was thinking about Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yeah, well, they had snatched some people, but that's normal.
Oh, the Body Snatchers. Yeah, I remember that one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
was
yeah.
that Richard Dreyfuss, too?
Was he in that? Elliot Gould, I think.
I saw it. That was a long time. I was a kid when I saw that. Holy
yeah,
crap.
Yeah, and there's an older version than that. So anyway,
right.
So that's it. Coronavirus is actually Invasion of the Body Snatchers. No, there's the
it
other.
It could be. It could be.
It could be. We don't know.
For all we know.
All right. This article from Daily Mail here. Infecting the web. Experts say hackers are weaponizing fear, as if the mainstream idiots, morons, the clap is not weaponizing fear. But hackers are weaponizing fear by sending out phishing emails posing as public health groups during the coronavirus outbreak.
Right.
Several scams have been
identified. Don't put any emails that say coronavirus in the subject line.
Yeah. Here's the cure for coronavirus. All right. Several scams have been identified targeting people with hoax emails. Emails pretending to be from legitimate, as if those
right.
exist, as if legitimate
yeah.
public health organizations to fool victims. Links and attachments are boob trapped, it says here. Boob trapped.
Not booby.
No,
just
no.
One boob.
It'll just trap one of your boobs to take people to a malicious site. Hackers can then access personal and sensitive data stored on your device. So, yeah, criminals are using the coronavirus outbreak like they use everything else.
Of course they are.
They're using taxis and they use whatever thing is in the news. You know, they'll use, and if you're stupid enough to fall for their tricks after all these years, I mean, I can understand it back in the early 2000s, maybe,
right.
when some of y'all were just getting your first computers and, ooh, an email from the CDC. Let me click on that.
Yeah.
So anyway, basically, don't fall for their shit.
Right. Matt says,
wait.
We're going to dinner tonight. Matt's like, I got an alert on my computer about the COVID-19.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
I'm like, don't click it.
I'm sure you did. So here's an example. COVID-19, now airborne. Increased community transmission.
Now airborne. It's always been fucking airborne.
And this is saying it's from the CDC. As you know, the Department of Health and Human Services has declared the coronavirus a public health emergency. At this time, 3 new cases have been confirmed at your location today. The risk to the public in your city and throughout the world is very high. The World Health Organization has named the new coronavirus COVID-19, and the CDC has established precautions. So click this link now. Click it. Click it now.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't click those links. Don't fall for that shit.
Don't
be stupid.
Don't be a dumbass.
Oh, God. Anyway, the article shows a bunch of other different stuff in there, too, but just an example, you know, you just don't fall for their nonsense, and you'll be all right, I would imagine. There's just so much of this stuff, and I certainly can't go through all of these coronavirus stories tonight. But I will cover this one.
Because
I like it. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. But
all right.
I like it. It's from naturalhealth365.com. IV vitamin C research approved for COVID-19 multiple studies. Now, this is not saying that there's a cure approved using vitamin C, although...
Right.
Mega dose of vitamin C all you want, and it's good for you. Cures you from anything or not, who knows. But at least they're doing research into it, which they've been not allowing for years. So as the coronavirus continues to spread, so does misinformation surrounding the health crisis. No doubt you've been watching the clap. It's difficult to differentiate between what's real and what's bullshit. But the saddest part of all this is while people are panicking about the spread of COVID-19, there's been little coverage of what scientists are studying for the treatment of the virus, especially as it relates to IV vitamin C. Many people will be surprised to discover it has been reported that intravenous vitamin C is used throughout China to help COVID-19. Not only that, it is being used for treatment, but it's being used for prevention as well. So,
okay.
You can look through this and get all of the different stuff, but it does talk
before
about...
taking your vitamin C, people.
Yeah, it talks about in here protecting yourself with higher levels of vitamin C.
Yeah.
And so when you're feeling sick, aim for an initial amount of 3,000 to 6,000 milligrams a day. So that would be 6 of those big 1,000 milligram tablets. So 3,000 to 6,000 of those a day. I would do 2,000 at in the morning, 2,000 at lunch, and 2,000 with dinner.
Right.
And you should be that should help you out a lot. Vitamin C is amazing stuff that you want to use. General, you should be doing vitamin C every day anyway.
Every day, yeah. Sure.
Thanks for that, Kate.
I've been doing it every day.
Kate posted up a link there.
See that? Yeah.
Yeah. So next week we get the time change, the full moon, and Friday the 13th.
Ooh, and triple whammy.
And we'll be doing it all without toilet paper and hand sanitizer. May the force be with us.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Oh, I love it. All right. Okay, let's play some more music here.
All right. Do that.
Oh, man.
Oh, I know. I know, man. All
right. I have no idea what this first video is, and I have fear.
Uh-oh.
Fear! It comes from a request.
Hmm.
Yeah, I may have messed that up. I started the recording back going too soon. Oh, well. Too bad. So sad. The only person that cares about or place that cares about that is YouTube. Anyway, that was Metallica doing one. In Madrid, Spain on February 3rd, 2018, but they just released that video 2 days ago as a premiere here on the YouTube. Yes, indeed, great stuff there. Before that, a Cowboy Tech request. What am I doing here? I got to change this. Before that, a Cowboy Tech request there, AC/DC doing Jailbreak from back in 1976. And we kicked it off there with Rise, Come Together. With Fish there and the TTB. So, yeah, so I don't know if it was all of TTB or just Susan and Derek, but good stuff either way, however you might look at it.
It was Trey and the Seasonal Band with Susan and Derek.
Okay, well, that's not what the thing says, but...
What?
I said that's not what the thing says, but that's all right.
What does it say?
It says... Rise, Come Together, Move with Fish.
And well, maybe then, Trey was doing with their band, or I thought that was Trey's band, though.
Well,
so.
It doesn't say it, and it's
okay.
for whatever reason they categorized it as comedy.
okay.
People don't always pay attention to all the settings when they upload videos.
Right.
It's just says Susan and Derek and Fish. So,
okay. It's not Fish, though. It's Trey Anastasio.
Well, right? And that's what the first commenter says. Trey Anastasio Band, not Fish, but thanks.
Right, yeah. Yeah, see, I told you.
there was, what do we got here? What did I do wrong?
Uh-oh.
Oh.
What happened?
Oh, I see. Nothing. I just in my list, I requested some songs.
And oh, okay.
What the hell are these? There was a guy that posted up a Kingfish. Kingfish? You know Kingfish?
Yeah.
Yeah. He posted up his video, and instead of putting his name up there as Chris Stone, he put it up as Christine. So I commented on that to him, and he replied back, oh, yeah, I know. I just typoed. Does he look like a Christine to you?
No,
he's a big boy. yeah, so oh man, I tell you. So, oh god, okay, that's fine, that'll work out fine. Yeah. I do crack myself up with some of the stuff I do.
Oh, yeah, I know that feeling.
Oh, man. If nobody else gets a laugh out of what I do, at least I do.
At least you do, right.
Yeah. So.
Exactly.
Oh, terrific. Okay, great. Anyway. Howdy, Flash and Circle. How you doing? They just joined us during that last set. All right. So we talked about vitamin C. We talked about... Oh, we didn't talk about that one, but that's something else. Okay. So what else? You got anything else?
Oh, let me see here.
I mean, I got a ton of more stuff, but...
Let's go down here. All the way... Not seeing anything offhand right now. Maybe this one, though. Hang on a second.
All right. Well, let me do this one real quick while you're looking.
And, okay, sure. Mm-hmm.
And you can decide what you want to do with that later. I was going to
save. All right.
I was going to save this for leftovers because it's from 2016, but...
okay.
So what the hell? Why don't we use it here? Got a good crowd here.
Okay.
NaturalHealingMagazine.com. This plant will improve your vision even if you're 70 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, from August 26, 2016. The million-dollar question, why spend thousands of dollars a year for expensive lenses and eyeglasses when you can improve your eyesight in a healthy and natural way? for just right. a small portion of that amount. I really think we all know that many people around the world have major problems with their eyes. So, unfortunately, if you're one of them, I raise my hand, then you're probably tired of going to the eye doctor, which I haven't done. I just use readers.
Oh, I need to do.
And spending lots of money on trendy glasses, right. Can I ask you a simple question? Have you ever noticed that doctors prescribe you new glasses every year, and the real and ugly truth that is that your eyesight, theoretically, should have got better? But as we said, it didn't. And this is the
right.
real main reason why people buy expensive glasses that should improve your vision. Our eyes require the nutrients to function properly. Vitamins A, C, E, and minerals like copper and zinc are essential to eyesight. Antioxidants, including beta-carotene, lutein, xanthin, or I can never say that word, Z-E-A-X-H-A-N-T-H-I-N, xanthin, zaxanthin, whatever, protect the macula from sun damage. So you get these antioxidants from leafy greens, eggs, egg yolks, peppers, yellow peppers, pumpkin, sweet potatoes, carrots. Notice any color patterns there? Yes, a lot of yellow stuff.
Yes.
Yellow and orange stuff, good for the eyes. Current research shows that consuming yellow and green vegetables can help prevent age-related macular degeneration, it should say.
Mm-hmm.
But it says generation here for whatever
reason. No, it's degeneration.
Yeah, I know, but it's...
Yeah. The article's fucked up. Yep.
Foods rich in sulfur, cysteine, and lecithin help protect the lens of your eye from cataract formation. Excellent choices include garlic, onions, shallots, and capers. Anthocyanin, rich blueberries, grapes, and goji berries have antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties to help improve your vision. DHA is a fatty acid found in cold water fish like wild salmon, sardines, mackerel, and cod. DHA provides structural support to cell membranes to boost eye health. Your glasses can only help you see better, but they will not improve your vision. They may actually damage your vision. And you should also know that your vision will get worse if you don't address the root of the problem. As we said, you shouldn't be worried because we have the right answer for you. In this article, we're going to show you how to make the most powerful home remedy to improve your eyesight. And don't forget, the best thing about this powerful homemade remedy is very simple, it's easy to make, and it's made by easily available ingredients. Yes, you just need, and we're back to it, aloe vera.
All right.
Walnuts, honey, and lemons. That's it. And trust, the results are incredible. Many people around the world who have used it said they've experienced positive results. This is also very important for you to remember. Make sure that, I don't say this, it says make sure to consult your doctor, but fuck that.
No, don't consult your doctor.
Okay, so here's what you need. 100 grams of aloe juice, 500 grams of crushed walnut, 300 grams of honey, and lemon juice enough for 3 or 4 lemons. Then they give you the directions on how to do it here in the article. There's really nothing to it. You put all this stuff together and you boil it and you're good to go. And you drink it up and then amazingly you'll have fresh eyes once again.
Wow.
So,
when I worked at Woodman's for a little bit.
When
I worked at Woodman's a little bit, grocery store.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of the Mexican families would buy aloe vera juice.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know exactly what they're using it for, but they must be a recipe that they put it in, or they just drink it. I don't know.
I don't know either.
But they were buying a lot of it.
Anyway, so,
bear that
article there in mind, and the link will be in the blog, of course, like all the rest are.
Yep. And they were also buying the leaves of it.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Huge aloe vera leaves and then huge cactus leaves too.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what they do with them, but there must be something they do with them.
Right, gotta be.
Oh, thank you, JJ STL Emil.
Hey, JJ, how are you doing, buddy? All right. so then, whatever you're doing online, somebody's watching you.
course they are.
However, thanks to DuckDuckGo, they have launched a new effort to block online tracking. Privacy-focused DuckDuckGo. Exclusive browser makers can and will use a carefully created and now freely shared list of companies that track your online activity. So DuckDuckGo, the maker of the search engine and browser technology that does not track you online, is sharing data it's collected about online trackers with other companies so they can also protect your privacy. Sharing data, but not about you, about those that are tracking you. The company said Thursday it started sharing a data set called Tracker Radar that details 5,326 internet domains used by 1,727 companies and organizations that track you online. The data is available to anyone, and browser maker Vivaldi said on Tuesday that it's also begun doing so. Hooray for Vivaldi. There will be others using it, including browsers more widely used than Vivaldi. DuckDuckGo founder and chief executive Gabriel Weinberg said in an exclusive interview. Anyway, it talks about all the various things here. But if you want a privacy focused browser, Brave. You can't do any better than Brave. Brave is really good, and it works with most.
I'll start using that more often.
Sites you have problems with.
Right.
Whatever. It's a good thing, and set your search engine to DuckDuckGo.
Yeah.
What was that noise? That was a weird noise.
What noise?
I don't know. I heard it like a...
On my end?
Yeah, it sounded like wind flowing through or something. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Who knows with my fucked up mouth right now, dude? Yeah. I mean, come on.
Well, it wasn't from your mouth. That much I know.
Okay, well, then I'm not sure.
Okay.
Maybe a fart. I don't know.
No, it sounded like the ocean or something.
I don't know.
Did you put a seashell up to your microphone?
No. All right. Didn't do that.
Okay. Here's an article. Kind of Corona.
All right. My Corona.
Kind of. Maybe it's Morona. Morana. Morana.
Morano. Morono.
Morana virus.
Morono. Morono virus.
4-day weekend. Sweet, KJ.
All right.
So, a different kind of protection. Condoms sell out after viral social media post encouraged people to put them on their fingers to avoid getting coronavirus.
I saw that. I'm like, really? Use those finger cots they make.
People have been panic buying condoms after,
oh my God,
after social media posts went viral. A Facebook user said people should use condoms to protect against coronavirus. Post allegedly told people to put the condoms on their fingers as precaution. Now either these are condoms for really small dicks, or you got some major big fingers.
Right, no kidding. It's like, use those finger cots or whatever they make.
Australians have been panic buying packs of condoms, believing they will help protect against coronavirus. Thon Tai from Sydney shared a picture of empty shelves after a store sold out of Durex contraceptives. Can anybody please tell me what happened? She wrote along. Oh, that's a girl's name, Thon. Okay. She wrote alongside the picture. Other mums told their panic buying comes from the social media post. It's funny. So there's been some.
At least they admit it, right?
Yeah, there has been some stupid post telling people to put condoms on their fingers to press buttons, one user replied. Perhaps a new market.
What's wrong with plastic gloves or nitrile gloves?
Yeah, just get the
rubber. Those will work much better. You get more protection, and if you're that much of a germaphobe, why cover one finger? One finger's not going to cut it.
It says, perhaps a new marketing ploy. Just use your clothed elbow to avoid more rubbish being placed into the environment.
I already do that.
Beyond ridiculous, another replied. But whatever, these people on the interwebs are saying, okay, this is just crazy, stupid shit. But apparently there's enough that pencil dick brand condoms, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
You have to be long or skinny, or short and skinny.
I just can't. I mean, if somebody's dick is the size of their finger, yeah, you got.
I feel bad for them.
Yeah, you need the coronavirus.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna do a. Would I call it? Would I call it a coronavirus set? Not necessarily, but kind of.
All right.
Oh man.
Hey, what else are we supposed to talk about this week? That's
What's
like
that?
The main thing. We're being bombarded with this shit.
Oh, I know.
Coronavirus. Oh my God.
So here we go. Enjoy.
All right. Enjoy, everyone.
Ha ha! They're coming to take me away, huh? Yes, indeed they are. That's Napoleon the 14th. They're coming to take me away. Ha ha! Before that, Drowning Pool with Bodies, Disturbed with Down with the Sickness, and we kicked it off with Richard Cheese and his version of Down with the Sickness. Yeah. Oh man. I'm just gonna skip that for now, maybe forever. We'll see. Anyway,
what? A song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I want Iggy Pop came out with a thing. It's not a song. It's a spoken word thing that he did.
Okay.
And it's really interesting that I don't know that it fits like right here in this. So, yeah.
Okay. So I did find a story.
Okay. Good.
February 26, 2020.
Okay.
Top 5 tips to avoid dangerous chemicals. See, I cannot read this, but I'm going to talk a little bit about some of it.
Okay.
The story at a glance is endocrine disrupting chemicals, or EDCs, are linked to many negative health effects, and it's important to avoid exposure as much as possible. Okay, I cannot read this.
No, your thing is going out of your head or something.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
anyway, it's basically common sense. But I didn't know that there was an EDC or a toxin called obesogen.
Obesogen?
Yeah.
Okay.
It says obesogens and obesity are linked. Obesity has become a worldwide epidemic.
Okay.
Anyway, adult mice exposed to TBT. Tributylin, and is an obesogen in utero, displayed increased lipid accumulation. Anyway, I can't read this. I cannot talk. I'm just going to link it, and you guys can read it. Maybe I'm too loud.
12.
He says you're too low. I don't know.
15. Okay. No, your thing was slipping or something there.
The what? The mic?
Or your plate or something? I don't know.
No, the plate's fine.
Oh, okay.
I can't talk.
All right.
With these, you know what I mean?
Sure.
I'm okay. Always higher than Grimner.
What?
As
I'm
far
all...
as the sound.
Oh. Yeah, well, I didn't adjust. Whatever.
yeah. Anyway, that was one article that I saved. So,
All right, cool. Yeah, no, that's good. And you know, I don't always talk real loud anyway. So.
No, yeah.
All right, let's see what we got here. All right.
Okay.
Let's see. We got some... oh, yeah, this is interesting. I think, and we'll cover that one, too, just because I like it. And then we'll cover that one because I like it. Okay. Okay, first, here we got on mysteriousuniverse.org. Blind man mysteriously regains his sight after getting hit by a car. So after spending more than two decades living his life almost completely blind, a Polish man suddenly regained his eyesight after getting hit by a car. John Zeus Garage, or I don't know how you say his name, it's not Garage, but whatever, who is from the city of Grozow, well, Bozowski, whatever, had lost his eyesight at a very young age after suffering from a severe allergic reaction. In fact, he was completely blind in his left eye and could only vaguely see lights and shapes from the right eye. However, that all changed in 2018 when he was walking along a pedestrian crossing and a car hit him. I fell on the car bonnet, my head hit my head, and then slipped and fell on the road, Garage explained to reporters. He was brought to Independent Public Provincial Health Hospital, where doctors performed hip surgery on him. He quickly recovered from his injuries, but to everyone's surprise, he also regained his eyesight. In an interview with Polsat News, Garage said that his eyesight has been perfect since the accident. As a matter of fact, his sight is so good that he does not need to wear his old glasses, including everyone, including the doctors, is completely baffled how he regained his sight, and they may never know the reasoning behind the sudden return of his eyesight. So if you're blind, go out and get hit by a car. Just kidding.
No, don't do that.
they can only speculate and theorize as to the reasoning behind the miraculous return of his eyesight. Andrzejuszka, whatever, who is a spokesperson for the hospital, told reporters his eyesight did improve within 2 weeks. We don't know quite what caused it. Maybe the mix of drugs he was getting during that time? Maybe not. In fact, the large doses of anticoagulant medicine that he was taking, mixed with other medication, could have possibly helped him regain his eyesight. Although nobody knows for sure, so yeah, maybe he had clots in his eyes. Who knows? Anticoagulant could have helped.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, and there's a final twist to the already bizarre story. Garage is now working as a security guard at the exact same hospital where he was treated for his injuries and where he miraculously regained his sight. We don't know if he specifically asked for the job or if it was just a coincidence, but he is working here. So that's pretty cool. I mean, to be blind for 20 years and then suddenly you get hit by a car and now you can see? Wow. Wow. JJ.
Wow.
JJ St. Louis.
Oh,
Missouri.
My God.
What?
I'm watching this video of this car crash and it's like, I mean, I wasn't watching it. Like, I was listening to you, but it started, you know, and I muted it.
Yeah.
But this was in Casper, Wyoming, from March 1st. Huge pileup. And people, it's snowing to beat hell. And these trucks are just slamming into each other. Like, rear-ending each other. Like, because they're not slowing down. They can't see because they're still keep driving.
Yeah.
I'll just post a link just because I talked about it on the show, but it's crazy.
Okay.
The video is crazy.
That is crazy.
I mean, the one guy is just coming in at full speed. All of a sudden, he hits whatever he hits, and the trailer just fucking goes ballistic. It's like, oh my God.
Okay.
But anyway, that was that. Sorry, I was listening to you. I was.
All right. All right, so next we have, and anybody that has one of these, take heed, because you can fix it really easily. But if you have an HP SSD drive, it may fail at exactly 32,768 hours of use. And why? Poor firmware. That's why. So HP Enterprises, Hewlett-Packard, released a firmware update for a number of its serial-attached SCSI solid-state drives to prevent their failure at exactly 32,768 hours of operation time. The devices are used in multiple server and storage products for enterprise, and they list a bunch of different models there. The abnormal expiration time translates to 3 years, 270 days, and 8 hours, a lot less than normal lifespan for these products. For some of them, the warranty could be extended up to 5 years. Anyway, the dire notification, the warning came from through a customer bulletin for HPE Support Center and notes that the SSD failure caused by a bug that makes the drive and the data unrecoverable. Restoring the data would be impossible from backup in non-fault tolerance, such as RAID 0 fault tolerance. Da, da, da. Anyway, tech stuff that you, if you don't know, you don't need to know. so it lists 20 different models of drives that you can do here, but they have the fix. They've released the firmware update. If you have one of these drives, then apply the fix. And if you don't know what drive you have, check. And you can find that out through various hardware identification tools, but absolutely look at that. And this one.
Okay.
I guess just the irony caught me. James Bond 007. Delayed by coronavirus. The film called No Time to Die.
Okay.
So the title of the film is No Time to Die, but the title was picked a long time before COVID-19 ever reared its ugly head. That's not the exact reason why the latest 007, James Bond, that is, movie's been delayed. Instead, it's due in part to a letter from fans asking the studio behind James Bond to hold off on releasing the film due to the lack of ability to get to a theater for fear of dying. For fear of dying.
Oh, my God.
It was just a couple of days ago when Open Letter was made widely known from a fan site, MI6HQ. Since then, MGM Universal and Bond producers Michael G. Wilson and Barbara Broccoli, spelt just like broccoli, announced they made a decision. Through careful consideration and through evaluation of global theatrical marketplace, they said the release of No Time to Die will be postponed until November 2020. They have no time to die. Oh. So for all you Bond fans that are jonesing for the next Bond film, you're going to have to wait a little longer and because, well, there's no time to die. All right, we're going to do our last set here. And the first one is a song we've already played tonight, but we're going to play it again.
Okay, but I just want to say one thing. Trump was in Tennessee today.
Uh-huh.
Shaking people's hands.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Shaking people's hands. No gloves on. No nothing.
Oh, don't worry. Saying. He's not 80 yet. Only almost.
Right.
Only
true.
Almost
yeah.
80.
Almost 80, but yeah. All right then, everyone.
Okay, so this first one is, we're playing it for those people that weren't here at the beginning of the show.
Okay. It's too good. It's just too good to miss. You
it's,
have
it's
to hear
too good.
It.
And you should really be watching the video for this, but that's all up to you.
Right. Right.
So,
it's pretty funny.
Here you go. Papa Bakes.
All right. Then.
Bam a lamb indeed. Highway Jam there doing Black Betty. Yeah, cool stuff. Before that, the new one, or one of the new ones from the Dead South, Fat Little Killer Boy. Funny stuff. Before that, Charlie Parr doing Heavy. And interesting tune, good stuff. And we kicked it off with a reprise, a encore, if you will, from Papa Bakes doing macarona. All right. Let's got to wrap it up here. Tomorrow you got the Dark Table at 2 p.m. Eastern with Slash and whatever selected co-hostage he may be able to round up. Then on Sunday I'll be on at noon Eastern with the Blues right here on RLM Radio live for you all. We'll play the trivia in the chat. Get old time. Fun stuff. Hal Anthony will follow me at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon o'clock Pacific, behind the woodshed, opening up the big old can of whoop-ass. Come on, yeah. You crickets. And then check the schedule there on RealLibertyMedia.com for all the rest of the shows throughout the week. And you'll be glad you did. Right?
Yeah, you will. See? Or not. You know.
You will.
You will. Okay, you will for sure.
All right.
All right, man.
So you got
have a good weekend, everyone.
You got anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right. So everybody stay healthy.
Yep. Knock on wood.
Peace.
Peace.